Welcome to the Pave Your Path podcast. My name is Nicole Oren, and you and I are going to go on a journey together. A journey where I teach you how to feel extremely fulfilled, fully expressed, and at home in your business. I'll combine tools from my years of experience in psychology, business strategy, and spirituality to help you succeed. I'll guide you to elevate as an entrepreneur and leader in your field. You ready? Let's go. Hello, my soul sisters. How are you doing today? I am feeling a little jittery, a little bit excited because I just got off my EGCE, my Elevate Group Coaching Experience, group weekly call. And it was such a powerful call because so many of my clients were celebrating so many different successes. But one of the reasons why I'm like particularly lit up right now is because I asked pretty much every client the same question. And I realized that it's this question that I ask myself, that I ask my clients, that really attributes to so much of their success. So I want to share, first of all, the importance of questions. I'm often telling my clients, telling my different audiences that your brain works like a processor. What you input will be what it gives you in the output. So if you input a low quality question, basically a shitty question, you will get a shitty answer. So if you input the question, why does no one like me? You will get evidence for why no one likes you. In your business, this may look like, why is my business not working? Why is this program not selling? Why can't I just be successful? These are low quality questions designed to give you low quality results in your output. But one of the magic things about coaching is I teach my clients how to input high quality questions so they get high quality results. So they literally transform their businesses and their lives. High quality questions, high quality thinking, when you put that in your input, you output high quality results. You find evidence to prove that high quality question. So one of the really, really, really valuable questions I asked my clients a ton today, and I ask often of myself, is what if the opposite were true? What if the opposite of what I'm believing right now was actually true? So let me explain. One of my clients came to me earlier saying, I really want to offer this kind of service that maybe makes up part of my business today. I want most of my financial success from my business, from my future business, to be from this service. So let's just call it service A for example's sake. So she's like, I want my business to come from service A. But here's the thing. Services B and C that I offer, they are more lucrative. People know what that is. People don't really know what service A is. People don't really know why they need service A. And so I would need to educate a lot. And so it's just going to be overall harder to make that lucrative. But it's service A where my passion is. It's service A where my drive is. It's service A where my creative juices really flow. And in an ideal world, I would mainly want to be doing service A. That's kind of what my client was telling me. And I asked her, what if the opposite were true? What if you marketing and selling and focusing on service A, what if that could be more lucrative, more financially viable for your business long term than if you were to offer services B and C? And I noticed when I asked this question, like her brain broke just like that. And I sensed a shift in her body. And that's really typically what this question tends to do to people. That's typically what this question does to me when I ask myself it. It's like, oh, I've been spiraling in this loop and I've been believing and I've been living this reality where services B and C are more successful. I've never even entertained the idea, what could it look like if service A was more successful? What if the opposite were true? Find me evidence for that. And like I said, your brain is wired in a way that what you input is what it will find you in the output. So if you input a question like, what if the opposite were true, it will show you in the output how that's true. So right away when I asked my client that question, her brain came up with so many different pieces of evidence of why service A was actually more lucrative. She said how it has a deeper impact on the people that she than it does than her other services do, that this particular service has a way of speaking to people the way other services don't, and just on and on and on. Also, I offered to her that really just her passion probably naturally helps her sell it with more ease. Her belief in service A helps her just naturally advocate for it, naturally educate about it. And so if she actually put her effort, if she aligned her mindset, if she aligned her emotions, if she aligned her actions with service A, it's very likely that it will be more lucrative than what she was believing could be actually lucrative. So I want you to think about right now, what are you believing that is limiting you? Are you believing that you can't be a mom and have $1 million business? Are you believing that maybe you can't have a business and take 6 months of maternity leave? Are you believing that you want to take this massive vacation around the world, but you can't do that because you have a business that relies on clients and relies on your presence? What if the opposite were true? What if, let's say for these examples, being a mom was actually one of your assets in your business? What if that made you more successful financially in your business? What if taking a year away actually would serve your clients better? What if you could create a business where you did both? What if the opposite were true? I want to share a personal example with how I use this question to really help me shift things. I am an organizational consultant. In my past life, before I was an entrepreneur, and also in the beginning when I started my business, I primarily worked with big organizations, big seven-figure CEOs, helping them really strategize and problem solve and create trainings for their employees. And I would consult with these big time CEOs on their specific struggles in their business and their specific struggles leading people. And when I came into entrepreneurship, most people said to me, why don't you do that? Why don't you offer consulting for different companies? Why don't you reach out to startups? Why don't you kind of target that market? And to be honest, in the beginning I did, but my passion really lied with the creative, sensitive, female, feminine entrepreneurs who have a deeper purpose. And I realized that, well, I first thought that if I focused on the mamas, if I focused on the creatives, on the sensitive people, that honestly, I would have to budge on my financial success and what was possible for me. And it might take longer to have high level pricing, and it might take longer to create a clientele. But I kept on asking myself, what if the opposite were true? And lo and behold, here I am now with a fully booked, almost multiple six-figure business that serves primarily sensitive, creative, feminine women that are led by their purpose, that give a shit about their lives outside of their businesses, that care about being good citizens, that care about making this world a better place, that care about being home for dinner time. And my passion is here. So the opposite actually is true, because I know if I had focused on where I thought the money was, on the startups, on the high-tech companies, on the men, I likely would maybe be making some money, but I'd be feeling burnt out. I probably would quit because I wouldn't be feeling as fulfilled, and fulfillment was always something that was important for me. But because I dared asking myself, what if the opposite could be true? I created that reality. So I want you to do what I make my clients do all of the time. I want you to write down any thoughts that you know are holding you back, even if you really believe it, even if you really believe that people where you live don't pay for your kind of service, even if you believe that you can't be successful running group programs because you've always failed selling group programs, even if you believe, insert your limiting belief here, and write down each of them, and then ask yourself, what if the opposite were true? What would that look like? What would that be like? What would that feel like to create the opposite of what I'm saying? Who do I need to be to steward that? Because it's these high quality questions that create high quality results in your business. When you ask yourself, how is the opposite of what I'm believing true? That's when you open up possibilities for your business. That's when you hit revenue goals that you've never hit. That's when you are able to incorporate parts of your life that you never thought possible. I have a client that's getting ready for a year sabbatical and taking her family around the world from money she makes from her business. I have another client that's on, I think, like a 4 or 5 month long maternity leave while her employees are working for her and her business is generating revenue. And these are possible through this question, through asking yourself, how is the opposite of what I'm believing true? So ask yourself this high, high quality question. You will create high quality results. And because I know that you care about high quality results, I want you to be the first to know that in just a few weeks, the doors to the Elevate Group Coaching Experience will open again. We're going to start a new round. We're going to do the work that transforms businesses. We're going to work on your identity as a leader. We're going to work on your emotional strategy. We're going to work on your action strategy, your problem-solving skills, your troubleshooting, and you're going to do all of that alongside other creative women just like you. So if you know you want to join EGCE, the Elevate Group Coaching Experience, you can already send me a DM on Instagram and you will be the first to know when the doors officially open. All right? Have a wonderful day. Bye. What's your business personality? Are you a dreamer, daydreaming about your next goal? Are you a realist, taking the necessary steps? A student, or an enthusiast led by flow and your mood? Are you curious? You have to go and take my free business personality quiz. It's been known to be spot on and super skilled in helping you extract your unique business personality. You'll get a roadmap for how to utilize your unique personality type to create success. Visit NicoleOren.com/quiz to take your free business personality quiz today. That's NicoleOren.com/quiz.